The Homance Chronicles.
The female equivalent of a bromance.
So many poor choices.
But so many good takes.
But so many poor choices.
We're doing this live.
Let's throw it right out there.
Are we on?
We're on. This is the Homance Chronicles.
This thing's on?
It is.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Sarah.
And I'm Lisa.
Yo! We have Miss Lisa back. Now, we've had Lisa on the show before. Mm-hmm. What is it? What episode number?
Episode 53 and 54.
There it is. Plenty of felons. Yes,
and the drama continues.
Yeah, see, Lisa's a homance vet. I don't know.
She's
a seasoned hoe.
Yeah.
And so we didn't even have to introduce her. She just introduces herself. She's just I'm here for it.
Yeah, she is.
I just jump right in and help myself. Make myself at home.
Okay, we were downstairs, and before we move any further, I really want to use this nickname. Realizing very quickly as we were discussing all the things that we've been doing during quarantine since we haven't seen each other, Lisa's a boomer, everyone. Lisa is a boomer, and she's my favorite boomer.
Thank you. I will own it. I am the tail end of the boomers.
Yep.
But I own it.
I'm the beginning, very beginning of the millennials. I'm not a Gen Xer. I'm a millennial, but I act like a Gen X. But I'm owning it.
Well, you're not. You're full on in millennial territory.
Mm-hmm.
I am a cusper.
You're a cusper.
Only because of the numbers, okay? My family put me in front of a TV and fed me dinners from the oven for a long time.
Yeah. I'm a cusper. I'm in that one generation that they've decided to make up because it's the millennials and Gen Xers who don't fit in either. And so I'm that little sliver of a pie. And
I think Jesse's in that little sliver, too.
Yeah. Because if you're born in 83, some sources say that's the start of being a millennial, and others do not.
Yeah, I know.
And so I was born in 83, so I'm a cusper.
Yeah, she's. But I had to say it.
Yes.
Because we're going to talk about a very interesting topic today.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's mm-hmm. right.
Age.
Yeah.
Ageism.
I was thinking as I was watching. Yes, I was being a total boomer, and I was watching the Hallmark Channel yesterday.
I don't know if that's boomer. I honestly don't think it is because
I think that's just
Hallmark spans generations. I'm pretty sure that's just taste.
Or maybe
lack thereof. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing you.
It's. I think it's just, you know, I didn't want to turn on football, so I turned on the Hallmark Channel.
But we won
channel.
Yesterday. Go
the Lions. Yeah, because I didn't watch. So, you know, I turn it on background noise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these commercials for, you know, Olay,
the face creams,
and all the age rewinds.
Oh yes,
re-grease time.
Yes,
see your youthful glow.
And then
never
I got
had
to
that. By the way, I don't know where they're coming from.
I don't know where that shit is. I mean, I went from acne to clear skin. You know.
I still have acne.
My acne just transforms as I age into different types of acne.
Yeah.
I haven't gone completely to clear skin.
Although my wrinkles are whole just giving me a run for the money. Where's this little zit gonna show up today? Let's remove the wrinkle and see.
See, that's right.
Fuck.
But you know, they body shame. There's tons and tons of information out there about not teaching your girls not to body shame and to be proud of the bodies and to be proud of the body you're in. But no one ever says, you know what?
Your wrinkles are okay.
Your wrinkles are okay. You know what? Your gray hair, or as I like to call it, my glitter.
I call them my wisdom strands.
No, mother, my glitter. It's my glitter.
And they have names and situations that I've experienced on them.
You know what? No
one. A ton.
I should have a ton, but due to genetics, there is not a whole lot there.
Mm.
But no one talks about aging gracefully and owning it. No, let's get Botox and let's use all this anti-aging cream. And then people use so much Botox and collagen that by the time they're 60 or 65 or 70, they look plastic.
Or like a deflated balloon.
That too.
Yeah, you know, I never thought about it like that. We do that. We tell women, tell your children, your girls, that it's okay to be what you are, who you are, what you look like. But then they also push so heavily that you shouldn't have wrinkles and you need to clear up this acne and you have to be smooth and silky. And it's like, wait, I like my mom's paper mache like skin she's got on her, on her little jowls. I like that. And I can't wait for mine.
I don't
so
know.
I mean,
it is a bigger deal. Like when a woman lets her whole head go gray and people always have something to say about it. I'm like, why can't the woman just live? Why do you have to say something?
It's fucking expensive to dye your hair, people. Yeah.
Well, I think most of the time it looks fantastic. My aunt has stopped dyeing her hair. She was like, it's too much of a process, you know, every 3-4 weeks mm-hmm. or whatever. And I think she looks great. And I think that it's more fitting for her mm-hmm. instead of it looking kind of fake. Like you're like, I can tell you that's not real. Like that's, you know,
at some point it gets unnatural. You obviously you're going to be 70, Aunt June. That's not your red hair. It's right. very mm-hmm. obviously not your hair.
Yeah.
So like, I am chill if people are about it and they're like, oh yeah, I'm so old, but look at me trying to be young. But then there's those people that are out there like, nope, I'm actually 43. It's like, oh, Janine, you're 67.
Yeah, I own my age. I'm very proud of my age.
And to be honest, you're maybe early 40s. Just the demeanor and how I know you, but I know that's not true.
I'm 59 now. I still have a hard time with that number. It's like, this morning waking up. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's like, I was going to say, I feel 59, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
It's like, yeah, okay, it's going to rain today. The hips are really, really, really hurting. And oh my God, I can't walk. But in my head.
No, you have a very energetic, tuned in way about you that's just part of your personality, where you versus another 59-year-old, it could be light and day.
Right.
Completely different. I mean,
I have a 59-year-old we can compare you to. You're winning.
I'm winning.
You're winning.
Yay. I mean,
it is a little bit all about how you think of yourself so that
agree.
You can carry yourself that way. And if somebody just lets themselves be defeated because they have gray hair and wrinkles, then it's going to show in your attitude, right? I mean,
nobody wants to hear you sit there all day and complain about the fact that you're getting old. We all fucking are.
You know what? Every day from the time you're born, you're getting older.
Well, yeah.
It's life.
Right.
Deal with it. Suck it up. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, like, from the point in time you're inseminated, like, you're ticking, your life is ticking away.
The little, yeah. It's like, okay, someone lit the wick.
Yeah, let's go. Here go.
But I own my age. But yet, I hang out with all
I was going to say.
That's a whole nother.
Well, she owns her age, but this is my favorite part. We're downstairs. I'm like, oh my God, you're my favorite boomer. And then I realized that hard and fast that you know more and are more active on TikTok than like a lot of the people I know. And a lot of the people, and like even myself, like, which is not, and I shouldn't say that's surprising, but because of the age gap. Typically speaking,
yeah,
I would be explaining to tack to a 30, you know, somebody who's 15 years my senior or whatever. Instead, it's like, you're gonna probably handle our TikTok for us because we're not gonna do it.
However, during quarantine, my mother, who will be 82 next month, downloaded TikTok.
Gang, gang.
She doesn't post. She watches. She has her favorites.
Hey, you know what? That's a thing.
That's cool, though, because my grandmother is so afraid to do anything with technology that before she even pushes... because she's going to mess it up. That before she even pushes a button, she wants to call me about it. You know?
Yeah. They get panicky because it's like, you're going to mess this up. Don't do this. Like,
she still does. She was freaking out about the Meijer app change today. Or good Lord. Oh, my God.
Sweet Jesus. Can we give these geriatric folks a little bit of a heads up?
It's taken her a week to order groceries. Good heaven, Lord. It's like all he wanted was coffee creamer. You know? Jesus fucking Christ.
Nope, she's going to starve to death because she doesn't know how the app works.
So she's not going to go get into it either. So she calls me as I'm walking in the door and she's calling me like 6 times. I'm still talking to my boss because she hired a new marketing firm. And I'm talking to my boss and it's like, you know, I just got in the door. So you really have to talk to me? What the? Whatever.
I feel the same way. I feel so bad too. It's like I get home. And my phone rings, and it's my mom, and I'm just like, I need to deal with you, and I love you.
I know, but I know this question is really going to be so awesome.
Yeah, I'm like preparing myself to answer something she could have Googled.
She's like, can I check yes? Can the Myers app use my camera? I'm like, why does it want to use your camera? To scan barcodes. I'm like, yes. Just tell it yes. She goes, because otherwise it won't let me order my groceries. Just tell it yes.
Oh my God. You know what my favorite part is too? Like, your mom's phone legit has absolutely fucking nothing that would be incriminating or embarrassing for exposure, period. Like, the only thing I would be concerned with is that they're tracking her, but literally everything
really?
Else.
Really? They can track her, please. We all track her.
Somebody
needs to.
She's at home. She's having everything delivered
but like
to
this,
her.
No, she runs away occasionally, which is why.
Check the Meyer app. Where's mom?
No, that's why we use Stalk My Family. We all have it. We all can stalk each other.
We are my families. I put my mom and my sister and myself all on Find My Friends or whatever because my sister's in Miami and who knows what Sherry's doing.
Yeah.
We just don't know from day to day where she's going to be.
Well, you know, we have that with the middle child. You know, it's like, you know, where's Waldo? Where's MB? Where's MB? You know, there's no question as to where eldest child is, Jess.
Yeah.
I mean, she's at home.
Well, she's got a baby.
She's got a 5-year-old and she's back at work. So, you know, she's.
Yeah, she's not going anywhere.
She is
lockdown.
Literal lockdown.
Yeah, she has her groceries delivered. She has everything delivered.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, I don't have children and I still do that. So, I mean,
I go pick mine up. I mean, I do go pick mine up. I'm too fucking cheap to pay the $10.
Me too.
Because
I know it's going to be like, oh, okay, it's a maximum dollar gas for me to go to and from. And then like, what, another $3 for my time? Okay, fine. I'll go do it myself instead of paying somebody to go to.
I mean,
plus they're not going to pick out the right bag of frozen bread, okay? So
no.
I need to do it myself.
No, I do the click list. So I drive and, you know, I just pull in the spot.
Yeah.
They put the groceries in the car.
No, I wouldn't be okay with that either. Because
I'm fine with that.
I'm fickle. It's irritating.
Okay.
But I
well, this is not
bread.
Exactly
See,
the most riveting podcast conversation.
Sorry.
I'm going to help us move
on from that.
Because I don't think anyone really cares about our grocery tendencies. But
I know, I'm sorry.
Pointless. 80-year-olds.
Yeah. But my boss had a really funny story because he said that, and so my boss will not tell me his age. I can estimate that maybe he's in his mid to late 40s.
Give me 5 minutes. I'll figure out how old he is.
Yeah, so
give Lisa his name.
I'll find it in 5 minutes.
And that's all you need.
Anyway, he was at like some, I don't know, friend gathering or family function or something. Anyway, there was like a little 12-year-old girl who was talking about like what's going on in the world and blah, blah, blah. And she actually said to him, like, you don't know what you're talking about, boomer. Yes.
Yes!
So he's a boomer.
Well, it was, I have no idea what the actual premise of the conversation was. If she was just a 12-year-old with attitude.
No, it probably was that. 100%.
You know, because he's actually usually pretty cool and level-headed, and he's not like a MAGA guy or anything. So I don't know what would tip this little girl off, but
anything. A lack of Starbucks in her life. Not enough iPhone time.
I was like, wow. I'm like, I even feel some type of way for you. That's weird. Because kids are so exposed to everything now, right?
Yes.
When we were not. I mean, the internet came out, you know, when I was in high school.
Well, let's talk about the fact that we would never be able to talk to an adult like that, period.
Well,
I would have gotten backhanded and been sailing through the fucking air. Like, I'm sorry.
I would have been knocked into the middle of next week.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Stars, concussion, whatever you want. You don't talk back to adults like that.
No.
Yeah.
And you certainly don't use a nickname that's, you know, not cool.
Right. I mean, we're using it in a loving way when we describe you.
Yes.
Well, we're owning it for her.
Not. Yeah, no.
But, I mean, all of this is like, okay, yeah, same thing. Like, so what happened to, like, the respecting the elders situation and knowing your age? And, but now, yeah, kids are so exposed to everything and so aware of what's going on that I'm a little surprised that it's not more common and more frequent for people to be showing like their wrinkles and their gray hair and whatever, because most of the content that we get now is not scripted content that production companies are putting out.
No.
It's people on TikTok.
But it's still people that cover up and put copious amounts of makeup on and do filters, and they continuously try to improve their view, like what they look like.
Well, especially like the one thing that totally, totally freaks me out in the boy child. totally freaked out about this whole new
fad.
How old
is boy child?
He is now 27.
Okay.
You figure he has been practicing as an eye doctor now for 4 years because of the fact he was so fucking smart that he was early admission and just sailed through med school.
Mm-hmm.
Magnetic eyelashes.
Yeah.
He just goes, well, I'm like, what do you think of him? He goes, A, you are not allowed to use them. And B, more business for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually bought a pair and I wore them a couple times. And I was like, what is this doing to my eye? This is a magnet. I'm not doing this anymore.
And you figure the liner has got to have some kind
of... Well, it's got magnetic properties in it. Metal shards
in there.
Yes. It's cutting your eye.
It's cutting your corneas.
Yeah.
I can't even use eyeliner with glitter.
I can't either. No.
No, absolutely. Because I was putting it on that day, and I was like, this is odd. I don't know, like, because when you, what is it, metal powder they put in it? And
yeah,
in it?
It's got to be.
So, like, it scratches you
your
when
corneas.
You put it on and take it off on your skin. So I can only imagine when you're washing your face what it's doing to the inside of your eye.
Or
so
the
I can
surface
imagine.
Of your eye.
Well, I mean, like, the eye, the surface while your eyes are closed or whatever. But, yeah, like, I can imagine. So, fuck that shit.
Well,
never again will I do it.
I tried to tell people in an Instagram live, you know, you should, or a TikTok live. I can't remember what the conversation, which platform it was on, but it's like.
I've done a live on Instagram like a time, and then I've never live
well,
on
I've,
TikTok.
Well, I've
so
participated like
also,
as a viewer.
Also have as many as I can count fingers. That's how many times I've participated. Boomer. But yeah.
Our favorite boomer is more tech savvy than us. social media guru.
But so you were,
I was
but you were taking over TikTok or whatever. You were taking over the live as the boomer, like,
yeah,
hey people, just wise words here. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
You
don't be doing that. Don't be doing. You're gonna scratch your eyes. Don't do that.
That would be a no.
I call
and then they're like, that's why we don't want you on here.
Yeah, I called those shortly right after that. I got blocked by those people.
Yeah, I bet. Yes, exactly. Because that's what's happening is TikTok is all young, like young people for the most part. It's mostly, you know, like under 18.
Well, there's a whole nother side.
There's a whole other, yes.
There are
but
several
they,
sides. It's
but
like the
they
dark
will,
web is.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me
yeah.
say 18 and under. If you are a boomer or you're trying to like give helpful advice or anything like practical, you get blocked.
Oh yeah, they don't want to hear it. I call those pages from the Elder Scrolls. This is when you try to give them the advice they don't know they need.
Yes,
it's from the Elder Scrolls. Hang on a second.
That's
shuffle
right.
Pages.
Let me.
Yeah. I mean,
unroll this.
I can't say that I listened to too much from my elders when I was that age.
I
However, I did listen to more people who were not my parents.
I listened
but
to
I
absolutely
was,
nothing.
I was telling this to a group of 30 and 40-somethings.
Oh, okay.
So
and then they still blocked you?
Yes.
That's because they have the mentality of a 12-year-old.
Right.
At this point. Yeah. Which is actually what the dating world is like. It's like dating 10-year-olds.
Yeah, I did fall down the, pardon me, the dating
I know,
app.
We're all drinking this These sparkling bubblies. Sake wine, and it's making me very burpy.
It's burpy. They're great, but they're burpy.
I've got, like, a little throat rumble happening, and I'm hoping you can't hear it.
I was trying not to.
I thought you were pausing for effect.
No. I was like, I know. I feel you, girl. I feel you.
I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Well, because you went down a rabbit hole somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You know, I fell down the rabbit hole of dating apps. For a week.
Are you dating anybody right now?
No.
Did you date during quarantine?
No, not at all. I was dating somebody and we broke up in January.
Okay.
So before I could get my shit back together and get back out there, lockdown happened.
Okay.
Right.
So you've been involuntarily celibate like the rest of the universe.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
She just looked at me like, yes, sweet Jesus saved me.
Yeah.
Yes. I totally just gave up. I mean, I even gave up on goddamn vibrator. It's like, you're just not giving me what I want.
You gotta let go of those things that aren't serving you anymore.
But I did buy a full body pillow because I was.
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna say full body, like massage situation where you just like.
The pillow to snuggle with.
Got it.
You know.
That was her COVID cuddler.
Yeah, that was my COVID cuddler. That was the closest thing I got. Yeah. Well, and I bought it from my pillow before I knew.
Oh, that guy's a turd, isn't he?
Yeah, it was before I knew. It was like, oh my god, now I'll never buy anything from my pillow again.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
But, yeah.
So what did you do?
Yeah.
You didn't date at all during quarantine, but you were on all the apps?
I did join all the apps. Well, and it was kind of interesting.
All of the apps? Like, all the way from old school, like eHarmony, all the way to, okay.
I did, like, Bumble, Hinge, Facebook dating.
Oh, I haven't heard of anybody doing Facebook dating.
Oh! Yes.
You know what's weird is that all the people like around me or like even in our judgment-free zone Facebook group were talking about how Facebook dating was
like
sponsoring. Well, no, but they were getting sponsored ads from them that their feed was getting filled with ads. And I was like, how am I not? Like, this is the most bizarre thing because I normally get hit up with like Talkify.
Oh, yeah. That's
Hinge.
The one I kept.
Yeah,
too.
Like I Facebook though must think that I don't. It's for like the professional woman. Did you hear that?
Face. Yes.
Did you hear my throat problem?
No. Is that supposed to be like the Nordstroms of dating?
Because we know
that POF is the Walmart.
Yeah, plenty of fish.
POF is the dollar store.
Yeah, I think you're right, the dollar store.
Just so we're clear. Yeah.
I'm not sure if Talkify is the Nordstrom version because I never looked to investigate. The ads didn't get me enough. Also, I believe I tried like a more professional dating app like a while ago, and the guys on there were all just like engine nerds that were
very into themselves.
Well, no, just not socially apt,
you know,
and not good looking, and not like they
had money.
They were successful.
Yep. You know, it's interesting. The Facebook dating app, you had one extreme or the next. And a couple of the guys, I thought this guy's too good to be true.
Hold on, wait. Can you walk us through the whole Facebook human marketplace experience?
What
dating is, isn't it? It's human marketplace.
Okay, yeah. Well, like, I only did it for 5 days.
But like setting it up and everything.
Is it free?
It's free.
Okay.
Girl.
So
what?
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
Well, because sometimes that's a variable that is attributed to different things.
Like, oh, sure.
If somebody's willing to pay for it, they always are like, if they're willing to pay for it, they're probably better looking for something more serious. But I haven't found that
experience. Don't think that's necessarily the case. It had some, like, the setup to me was a lot like Hinge.
Okay.
That it had, like, the conversation starter questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Things like that. And
okay. Did you swipe? I don't know. I'm, like, yes, so curious.
Yes, it was swipe. It was a swipe yes or no type thing. Okay. And then someone couldn't contact you unless you both swiped sure.
Right.
Agreed.
Right. Okay.
And it was interesting because it was, like, these very professional people. Like, people
really?
That owned their own companies. And I'm like, this can't be. You know what? And it's hooked up to their Instagram. You can hook your Instagram up to it.
Okay, mm-hmm. So then can
I
you
chose
see anything
not.
On their Facebook?
Pardon?
Can you see anything on their Facebook?
No.
Interesting.
But you can see their but you can choose whether or not to see your Instagram. So, but the one guy, I don't know how. But I was able to figure out who he was, and a couple of them. It's like, you know, give me 5 minutes, I'll find you.
legitimately, if anybody ever needs to know anything about anybody, we just call Lisa, and then we figure it out in 10.
Yeah. I was able to figure out, this guy said he owned a construction company. Oh, he said he owned a company in New Baltimore that did, like, modular homes. Well, okay.
That's enough information for anybody to figure out who
yeah.
the fuck you are.
Yeah. All right, I'll figure it. So I figured out who he was. Yeah, he was legit. He was totally legit. There was another guy that worked at Selfridge. I was able to find him on Facebook, figured out who he was. but then there was...
I could just, like...
The bottom
feeders. I just wonder, though, what if your Google is just set to reverse image search. Like, if that's...
I do have that.
The yeah. default is reverse image search.
I mean, I'm not mad about it.
But you know what? A lot of people didn't know or don't know that you can do that on your own.
Right.
They think it's just something that, you know, the catfish for. People did.
No,
they didn't have anything special either. Like, everyone can do it.
Right. It doesn't take much. But then there was also, like, what I like to call, like, I don't even want to call them. You know, the blue collar guys, you know,
okay.
there was, so
yeah.
there was these execs on
okay.
there, and then there was, like, the blue collar hourly worker, tool and die type guy.
Okay.
So there was everything, and a couple of them, you know, it was kind of, you know, had some good banter going back and forth for a couple days. A couple of them all of a sudden.
Do you use Messenger to message?
They're within the dating app. There's its own Messenger app.
Oh,
and
so
you,
it's a Facebook, a totally separate app.
It's built into Facebook, but only the phone mobile app. Not
so,
you can't do it from your desktop, and you can't do it from your iPad.
So bizarre.
Well, all of that takes extra coding, and it's probably
yeah.
not worth it.
No, I get the app for but, sure, but like
so.
This is just, I work at a tech startup, so.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah. So you got the inside scoop. But a couple, you know, it went back and forth, and, like, the one guy was like, so, what are your plans this weekend? I'm like, I don't know. Do I have plans this weekend?
Oh, you're flirty. Trying to do, like, dot, dot, dot.
And he's like, yes,
flirty.
You do. You're gonna, how about Saturday night we, meet for drinks? And I'm like, well, how about Friday night? We have a FaceTime or Zoom date first.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't okay. It's I think it was.
Where were
in
we
June.
At? I was saying, where
was,
were we at quarantine?
I think it was June.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was June. Things had just opened back up.
Yeah, I did some online dating during quarantine, and I didn't meet anyone in person until Memorial Day, which is the day before June 1st. So.
Right. I think it was like, it might have been May or June. I can't remember exactly, but it was like, it was right as things were opening back up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, you know, let's, you know, have like a virtual
date.
Right.
Fair.
Crickets.
Normal. No?
Crickets.
What, do you think he was going to fuck you?
Probably.
He probably did.
Yeah.
Hmm?
He probably did.
He probably thought he was going to get some and move on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably was doing the whole, like, well, the world's opening back up. I'll get it in real quick and squeeze right out there.
Yeah.
Hmm. So bizarre. Because if you're not into it, just say you're not into it.
Yeah. I am so sick and tired of protecting other people's feelings.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you just were like, hey, here's a suggestion since it's still, you know, like, people are dying and whatnot. How about we just do a quick little chat first.
Well,
so I don't understand why he wouldn't even respond to that. That just seems like a decent question.
Well, the interesting thing was he was not the only one. That it happened 3 times. Now, I don't know if it's just guys my age, the boomers, in the beginnings of the...
Three different guys.
You
suggested a video call.
A video date first.
And they said no.
They didn't even say no.
They just ghosted.
They ghosted.
Right, yeah, that's it.
What the fuck? It's like, really, it's bizarre. Is it that hard? Don't tell me you don't know how to FaceTime or Zoom.
Well, but even if you... experienced a few booms who just can't...
Even if you don't know how, why wouldn't you just say...
I don't know how.
I don't know how, or I'm not into it, or what, like, why just, poof, never mind.
I'm so sorry, even in your age bracket, they're still fuck bags.
Oh, well,
they don't become more emotionally intelligent, usually, they just kind of stay stagnant, they get to a certain level, and it's just, yeah.
The stasis.
Yeah.
I've dated in all age ranges, I can tell you.
In some ways, I think sometimes they actually digress.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did one virtual FaceTime date-ish. I don't know if you count it as a date or not. But we chatted on FaceTime for, like, I don't know, 2 hours or something. It was a long-ass time for somebody who's a stranger.
Jesus.
That's probably longer than I give most people when I meet up with them in person.
You worth it, girlfriend.
Yeah, and then I didn't hear from him until a week later when he all of a sudden just out of nowhere was like, yeah, I just don't think that we're the right fit or something random. I was like, why did you send me this a week late? I mean,
after
I guess
2 hours? Fuck you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, but I was fine with him, like, sending me that message. I just didn't know why it took him so long.
But, like, was he making a decision?
There was multiple candidates.
Yeah, that's probably
exactly.
I've come to that conclusion.
Exactly, because there were a couple of things that we, like, didn't connect on. And so, I don't know, maybe those were just really important to him. But we did have, we were, like, sending memes or something back and forth or whatever after that phone date. And we were not lining up on our sense of humor. So, that could have been it. But I still don't know why he waited so long.
I honestly do believe at this point in time, everybody's so worried about hurting other people's feelings that they just don't say what they need to say. They ghost.
Or, they're afraid to.
They just don't say anything at all. It's like, we need to start talking to each other a lot more.
And maybe that's my problem, is I just put it right out there.
Well, that's not a problem, though, honestly.
But I think a lot of people take offense to that.
They shouldn't.
It kind of overwhelms some people because I put it right out there and I say what's on my mind, you know.
Which is totally fair and you should be able to.
Yeah.
Oh, so here, I found it. He said, hi, exclamation point. So he was excited to tell me this news.
Oh, dear.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Hoping you are doing well. Wanted to thank you for the time that you gave me and let you know that I didn't feel a romantic connection and wish you the best in your search.
A week later.
Yes.
I mean, I do appreciate it.
That's what I said. I'm not mad about it. It's fine, but I just was like...
Would he have sent you a thank you note after sex?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would have been in the mail, though.
He might have. Yeah, no. I mean, he obviously had, like, a script that he was just copying and pasting, I think. But, yeah, just the timing of it didn't make sense to me. I was like... I haven't heard from you in a week, bro.
You should have responded with that.
No, I said thanks. Good luck on your search, too. Bye.
Bye. But it would have been BYE.
What was that laugh situation that just happened? Did you have a neck burp come up while it happened?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think you did.
Did I? Oh, I didn't even. I've become immune to it. Yeah, it's just happening. I can't stop it.
I fed them booze and made them bubbly. Okay. Yes. So.
No dating. I ended up getting so frustrated after being, like, ghosted 3 times.
But you guys have, like, good conversations at least? And did it go beyond just, like, the dating app?
No, it never left the dating app.
Okay.
So it never went into real life. So, which I was kind of disappointed. Now, there was the one, like, I could, like, I kind of, like, at first I thought, maybe he's got potential. You know, at first when you join and it's been a really long time, you kind of say yes to more than you should.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
100%.
And then you kind of second think it. It's like, yeah. You know, that should have been a that's left why, instead like, of a right.
Yeah, that's why, like, on Bumble, I love that, like, once you match, they're like, you have 24 hours to send them your first message. And I'm like, oh, I was just kidding. Like, I'm not. Like, it was 2 a.m.
Never mind.
It was 2 a.m. and I was 3 glasses deep. Like, I was kidding.
Oh, we were teasing. I was 3. And I was shopping on Amazon.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, well, we'll just let that match expire.
Yeah. I like to just imagine, like, you guys are sitting there 2:30 in the morning, empty glass of wine next to you, and you're just like, well, I can't buy anything, so I'm gonna swipe on these bitches.
Well, I really like to do it, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's my new thing, is like to fill up my whole cart.
Oh God, I wish you guys could see her face and her little
It's just
hand
like
movement.
It gets so excited. It's like, oh yeah, we're gonna buy this. Oh, look at that. Oh, I really like the shoes. Oh, let's get them in brown, black. Ooh, and there's tan. It's not that different from the brown, but yeah, we'll go with that.
But do you wake up in the morning and evaluate your cart before you hit purchase?
No, before I even like go to sleep, I'm like, yeah, I was just kidding. Delete, delete, delete. Or, no, I go, save for later, save for later, save for later, save for later. So that I can reevaluate it when I'm sober.
Mm-hmm. Here's what you need to do. And I'm going to recommend this for everybody. Make an Amazon wish list.
I do that now.
And put it in your dating profile.
You know, a lot of people do that. They have their Amazon wish list.
They do.
I've never heard of this.
No. And they have their Cash App shit in there, too. People are all about you giving them money before they even know who you are.
People on TikTok have their Amazon wish lists and their
Is this to show support things. For their channel? Or
yes.
Just because you want...
Well, it also helps them create content if you buy
is
them
this like
shit
a,
to unbox.
I would say, or is this a sugar baby thing?
I need to be that, don't I? You certainly do.
You need to be a sugar... Well, what about the whole... Only fans.
What about it? Oh my
god! Oh
my god! Let me talk about 90 Day Fiance for just a tick.
Okay.
One of my least favorites, humans. I can't say that. They provide me entertainment value, and I don't know them other than that, so I shouldn't say that. But so this one couple, she's from Brazil. She ended up coming up here. She's got two or three children, I think, she left in Brazil, too. She comes up here, and she wants to start a life so she can bring her kids up. 2 years later, right now, she's still, you know, employed by TLC, but she's on the next man that she's with, and he sponsored her tits.
Oh.
Nose job. Liposuction.
He doesn't even
Brazilian
want her then.
Butt lift.
He wants
talk
a
about
Barbie
body,
version.
Talk about
she wants this. He doesn't care. Nope.
If he's paying for it.
No, he's doing it because she won't shut the fuck up about it. And she just needs it to be done. And this is part of her stipulation. And he loves her and he wants to make her happy. Whatever. Point is, I'm not worried. She's the nightmare. She's a nightmare. Nightmare. I don't even know why I'm telling you guys this story anymore.
I don't know either.
No, the Cash App, the...
Yeah, that's it. So she's out here now doing, like, OnlyFans, Cam Soda, you know, doing all these porn site things. And TLC's like, well, we gotta get rid of her. She's a hoe.
Yeah.
Now, the couple, the other part of the couple, the dude that she was with, who has absolutely no business undressing in front of a camera... is also doing all of these things.
Oh.
But he didn't get let go or fired or anything like that.
Well, is his content suggestive? Like, does he get undressed and stuff? Or is his content different?
He undresses in front of a camera, saying it again. So, yeah.
Right. Okay.
But... I don't know why. Again. Oh, OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
We're going to get there eventually.
No, I'm like, that's where I'm at. It's the OnlyFans thing. That's the thing now where it's like, I can't even breathe go on Instagram and see anybody that I followed at one point that doesn't have an OnlyFans now. Like, I'm surprised that there are females I know personally who now have OnlyFans. Everybody's got a fucking OnlyFans.
Our favorite TikToker has, which every bank vice president should have an OnlyFans account.
Huh? What are you talking about?
We'll talk about him.
No, you're just talking about him now.
Okay, yeah. So there was...
Sarah's story went nowhere, so go ahead.
Great, what's going on? All right, let me grab another beverage.
Okay. She's grabbing...
All right. Well, all right. So I can start it off while she's re-upping to get more burps.
Yes.
I was informed by Lisa that there was a guy that we should consider having on our show.
Oh, okay.
And he would go live every night almost.
Every night for a period of time. It was every single night.
He would go live on Instagram.
Go over to Instagram.
Yeah, so he had more followers on TikTok, but then he did this Instagram After Dark sitch at like 10:30.
Oh, hey.
And I joined for a half of a one, and I was like, I don't know.
Talk about red flags.
I never joined again. You asked me like one time you were going live with him or something.
Well,
like,
that was the time you did.
You were like, but there was a time you asked me if I wanted to join, and I was, thankfully I was busy because I didn't really want to talk to him. But, I don't know. I got weird vibes from him.
As things continued, it turned into essentially a cult thing. it really, seriously.
Why haven't we been talking? I've just grabbed my microphone off the fucking stand. Why have we not been talking about culty ticky-tacky
in the thing
this whole fucking time?
Yeah. Oh,
I don't even know how to fix this right now. I'm so pissed.
Oh my God.
Just hold onto the mic because you're probably making all kinds of noise.
I can hear everything that's happening in the headphones on my head. I'm good.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay, so it started off at first, very few followers. Yeah, he's cute. So He's not bad. You know,
he has like his body is nice, and he did a little like Magic Mike dance of sorts.
Okay,
that was not bad.
Let's give him do we have a celebrity comparison? A poorly drawn somebody.
He's like a D version of Channing Tatum. Like
And there was actually, I forget who he compared him. The people said he looks like. There was a celebrity that people said.
I mean,
is
he attractive enough to create this?
He has enough followers that are dumb enough that would pay for it.
So this is the thing. That's why I'm like, he doesn't open his mouth, he's okay.
Yeah, once he starts talking, you can tell. You know what? Which blows my mind is how is someone with only a bachelor's degree, this is the whole women are so undervalued. But because he has a penis and a bachelor's degree, let's make him a vice president.
Of what?
Of a bank.
Of a bank.
A bank?
But yeah.
Like a real legitimate US accredited SEC backed.
Yeah. But
huh?
A woman.
It was just funny to me because it's like.
But
no,
a woman would
funny.
Have to have her MBA and have to have.
I've been turned away from lesser jobs for not having
a
fucking MBA.
Right. You'd have to have an MBA with a concentration in finance, and you would have to have your financial certifications have taken all the tests.
Sure, yeah.
But
because
he has a fucking penis, he's a vice president. And he's pretty. Kinda.
And he's on
a good day. Oh, yeah. He's on TikTok. Now, from an HR standpoint.
That's irrelevant.
No. Well.
I mean, like, no, it's not okay.
Yeah.
I would say
HR standpoint.
I don't know how you would say that's irrelevant.
No,
I would say
it's
completely
very relevant.
It's completely. Yeah.
It's very relevant.
I have family members who are higher up in Fortune 500 companies who do not have any social media.
Well, you can't.
Because of the fact.
You can You can have a LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so he's got all these little chickies that follow him. Mm-hmm. And like,
and give him money, apparently.
And give him money. Well, and he's dating one of his girls. And he, in the beginning, supposedly was stringing along 10 different girls, telling them all, yes, I want to do the long distance relationship. Oh, I'm, you know, and I'm so, and had each one of them believing that they were the only one he was talking to.
Oh my God. How does someone have that much time in their day, especially if they're an executive, to actually fulfill the attention needs?
I don't think he actually
needs.
Is doing any work.
I'm like, or these women are attracted to him for other reasons. You know, just the fact that he is like, I don't know, like this little playboy on TikTok or something. But I don't know how he's giving 10 separate women enough to go on. Like, who has that kind of time in their day?
I certainly don't.
I do not either.
I'm almost at the point where I'm considering these types of people, that's an addiction.
Well,
at that point, because they're not
a narcissist, and he talks again, like heaps, like preaching against you know, narcissism and the languages of love and things like that.
Sounds like a guy from 90 Day Fiancé,
or and boundaries. But my one friend called him out and said, "But did you read the book Boundaries? There's a book about it." And no, he never read the book.
You're kidding.
And then he's talking about narcissism, and I says, yes, but did you read The Wizard of Oz? There's a book called The Wizard of Oz, Narcissists and Other People in Your Lives.
Yeah.
It's the classic.
Yep.
No, never read it. But he read the five languages, or the love languages, and the apology languages.
He read them, or he took the free quiz?
I think he took the free quiz. I think he then bought the book so he could read out of it.
Is he divorced?
Yes.
So okay, so this is something that divorced men do as well.
Yes.
Divorced men read the five love languages because women ask them on the apps, what's your love? Yes, and then they, well, you know, which is something they really probably should have invested in when they were actually in a marriage. Could help them then.
Yes, yes. it would have been helpful.
But it's like a common thing where people are asking each other, what's your love language? And so now all these single men are reading this book and taking the quiz and stuff. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Okay. Here's picture.
Okay.
All right. Well, he's leading 10 different women on, is what you're saying. And is there some sort of drama here where these women found out about each other or something?
Yes.
Because I'm like, otherwise he's just some normal creep.
And so,
old is he? He looks
38.
Like he also looks like his name is Jeremy. He looks like a fucking...
Well, pretty damn freaking close. Boy, oh boy.
He's a Jordan or a Jeremy. And he's
okay, let's call him Jeremy.
Okay.
Let's call him Jeremy.
And he just looks like a white douchebag fucking piece of shit fuckboy who has absolutely no business doing what he's doing.
Right. Mm. No business at all giving advice.
No.
At all.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to do sexy dances and stuff, it's up to him. But
I'm all for sexy dances.
But if he's preaching something that he's not
He's being hypocritical and he's taking advantage of women, he's a pile of garbage.
Yes.
Yes. In all the time, he had these 10 women going, all of which none of them had...
10 women!
I know, but it's like Jim. Yippee Little Dick.
Yeah.
He had a whole ball game. He had a whole ball team.
Yeah.
Yippee Little Dick.
Yippee Little Dick.
I mean, oh my Yippee God, Little
don't
Dick.
Don't worry. I'm going to note the timing.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, okay. All these women, though, were all knew him from his online persona and joining these Instagram After Dark.
Yes.
Live videos and stuff. Yes. So he was only meeting these women from the fact that they were following him for some sort of naughty chatter in the evening.
There was DMs going on, and then the DMs went into text messaging.
Okay.
And
but why do 10 women collectively as a whole think that this man's going to be okay with a long distance relationship?
I would especially someone with kids.
Yeah, I thought I had better odds for you ladies. Like, at least 1 out of 10 would go, no, he's lying.
This is how fucking desperate we are.
I don't know. I just don't believe that people are going to be down with long distance that you meet through TikTok.
A lot of people apparently think TikTok is the new dating app.
Sure.
I have.
No, I mean, people like come into my DMs on Instagram all the time, and I'm like, why would I?
A couple of them that have slid into my DMs. Okay, first of all, dude, why are you sliding me into a quilter's DMs? You fucking freak. And
he wants you to wrap him up in a blankie.
Yeah.
Or he can tell you have your own money because you do your own shit.
Yeah, because I've got that machine that costs $10,000 in fabricating sheep.
Your machine and fabric inventory costs more than everything in my house.
Yeah, costs more than everything. That one room in my house costs more than the rest of my house.
Men have no idea how much that stuff costs.
No, they have no idea. But, they see, oh, she looks pretty, Oh, and I mean, yes, the pictures, when I do post a picture, like my picture for the book is a very pretty picture.
Well, yeah, but who sits there and is like, I'm going to post a shitty picture today? Not right. Most people.
No.
Especially if it's on like a semi-professional account. You're just going to be like, this is me in my best light every time.
And I made it black and white, and there's 12 filters over this. Right. So I look fucking awesome.
Obviously.
But, they slide into my DMs, and it's like, really? And the one day I was like,
Do they know, do you think that they can tell that you're single?
Yeah, because I say that, mom, grandma. I don't say,
wife
okay. or taken. So the one day I was like, the things we do in lockdown. I'm like, fine, I'll play. Hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you? I can't remember. It went on for like a couple hours, and then finally I was just like, no, I'm done playing.
That's fine. That's what I mean. It's not even entertaining. And most of the time, stupid. I feel like they're not even real accounts.
I think
or some guy
bots.
From Saudi Arabia or something.
I was going to say some Nigerian coming over. Yeah. Also in the 90 Day Fiancé stuff, there's a lot of Nigerian princes happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's one woman, and she had a guy called, he called himself Williams. Not William, Williams with an S. And so she called him The Williams in his
phone. The Williams?
Phone. Yep. And
funnier if it was The Johns.
Well.
I'm sorry, the inner 12-year-old boy just got
100% agree. But anyway, this poor woman couldn't tell that she was getting catfished. And her whole family, like all the kids were like, Mom, no. He called on the phone. He didn't even have an English accent. And he was saying he was from the UK.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Awful.
Maybe that's why those guys didn't want to speak video chat.
I don't know.
Well, she hunted them down, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I saw that they were real.
That's true.
Yeah, she hunted them down.
Yeah. So weird. So bizarre. Anyway.
So this guy, how did it get found out? How did the women find out about each other?
Yeah, okay, so it happened that they were all friends with one of our, TikTok's like high school. Swear to God, there's clicks. Clicks, clicks, clicks. Mm-hmm. And there's this table and that table, and you can't even say there's the cool kids and the jocks, and it's just clicks. However, there is the cool tick table, the coolest table, but then there's the average table, and there's behind the scenes of these Instagram lives and TikTok lives are these like group text messages or DMs that are going on, and a couple of them were DMing with one of my girls.
And somebody accidentally said some shit?
Well, a couple of them said, to the one, oh, I'm talking to, Jeremy.
Jeremy.
And then someone else said, I'm talking to Jeremy. And then someone else said, I'm talking to Jeremy. And then, like, within a span of, like, 2 weeks.
It all came out.
My girl found out that all the girls are talking to Jeremy. Well, she went on his Instagram the day after his birthday. I said, it's really a shame you didn't do it on his birthday. But then again, it's better you didn't. Went on his Instagram after dark and called him out.
Yeah. Did you know that when somebody goes live, like, you can send them, like, a little thing saying that you want to join their live?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes.
Okay. So not everybody knows, because if you don't watch lives, then you don't know that that little thing pops up asking you if you want to join, right? So
right.
He had to accept her.
He did.
Into this.
Yes.
Conversation.
That's
my point, is that in case you don't know how that works, he yeah. had to accept her into the conversation. So
to have a face-to-face conversation.
Yes. In front of other people, though.
How many?
I think there was like 75, between 75 and 100 people at that time.
So yes.
And she shredded him.
Did he kick her off?
He did kick her off.
Yeah,
and
that's fuckboy behavior.
But
narcissism also is a factor in that one.
Yes,
saving
but
my own
she
ass.
Did. You know, she like well, and the people that he had been talking to were all in the live as well. Now, my first clue is one of the girls who was like adamant that she would never participate in any, that she was not a fan of his anymore, and she would never participate in a lot in one of his lives. When I saw her name pop up in the
feed,
I'm like, oh, shit's about to hit.
Yeah, because you know, because on a live you can see like when people
join.
And so I'm just explaining,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
in case, but you can see people's Instagram handle names as they join, and then they can write a comment or say hi or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So that's how you know who's there.
Right. And then there were other ones, and I didn't know who all the other ones are. Because there's only one that's, I mean, the one who roasted him, and then the one who's another one of my group's good friends. You know, she's the one who was, you know, being, you know, he was talking to, and.
It's insane.
This is not making me want to join TikTok any more than I ever. I already was at the bottom. I didn't want anything to do with it before. Now it's even worse.
Well, now it's to the point, you know,
real.
Kind of like, well, and then there was like other drama associated with this individual.
The thing is, like, I don't even have the capacity for drama for like my real friends,
no.
let alone my online
no,
acquaintances.
I don't.
No.
Like, that's just, I can't.
I don't even get in my friends. I don't have, like, I don't get into friends' drama. The only drama that I get into is the shit that you and I talk about on this podcast.
Which is not even drama.
I know.
It's just poor choices. Yeah. Which
results of poor choices.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, for the most part, I'm going to call joining TikTok over the lockdown a poor choice. Seriously, it sucked the fucking life out of me.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I my attention span, like, shrunk down.
No,
I could no longer binge.
Before TikTok existed, this is an actual fact. Humans' attention, like, the amount of time that they can actually pay attention to something is shorter than a fucking goldfish.
Yeah, well, that was like that when they started doing
Sesame Street.
No, I can't remember what it was. I think they found out that YouTube, or when they launched YouTube or something, that our attention span had gone from average of 8 seconds to 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have 3 seconds to grab someone's attention.
Yeah, but we were originally at like an 8 second capacity. Median average was 8 seconds of time. And I think it's just probably due to the fact that the delivery of whatever the fuck it was wasn't as quick. You know, we had to wait for somebody to say something, or
you had to wait for your dial up, beep, beep, boop, boop. You know, like, you had to.
Just getting to the information caused you to pay more attention because it was so much more difficult to get there, too.
Yeah.
So, like, we're all
fucked. I don't know. All of this, like, everything being super fast and accessible is just
aggressive.
It truly is. And I just often wonder, like, back to this little 12-year-old girl who's calling people boomers and stuff, like,
okay, boomer,
how in the world is the world gonna happen to spin round and round? It's just
idiocracy.
I mean, this guy is 38 and he thinks that he can fool 10 women.
10 women on a social media platform while he's actually showing his ass and being live about everything.
Right.
Yeah.
The balls, the nerve, the audacity.
And he has and thinks he's going to make extra money from the OnlyFans account and has a P.O. box and all this
who
other crap.
Who is this? Like, this just goes to show why, who's in these positions high up or these narcissistic fucks who have no reason to be there. Like, this man thinks so highly of himself.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a really good paying job, obviously. Zero need for money. And he's setting up an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Because people are willing to pay for it.
But like the thought process, the fact that he's got zero control over his job, because he's taking all the time, spare time he'd have, using it for the job to make his company better.
Right.
Because that's his job. He's fucking neglecting his job, doing bare minimum, and being a fuckboy online.
Right.
Narcissism.
Well,
immaturity.
And I believe one of his children is a son, so he's not setting the best role model.
Oh, no, no, no.
He's got kids.
Yeah, the whole reason he joined TikTok.
Oh, God, I'm gonna
because
puke.
His 14-year-old daughter wanted to join TikTok, so he said he was not going to let his daughter join until he checked it out
and
first.
Then he is a grimy piece of shit on TikTok.
Right, and he still hasn't let his daughter join.
Because he's a piece of shit
on TikTok.
And he doesn't want her to fucking see her dad being a hot pile of garbage on fucking TikTok.
Right. Not only just her dad, but he realizes how accessible it makes her to other men.
Other people. Yeah.
Oh, like him.
Yes.
That are like him.
Yes.
That
yes.
he wants to shield her from.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anybody
yes.
got an attagirl or what?
Yeah.
Furious right now.
I know. It's so frustrating. Well, my attagirl is that yesterday and today I was very, very productive. The only problem is that my lower back is reminding me that I am closer to 40 than 30, but
oh my God.
talk about owning our aging.
Hey, listen,
I have to sit like this because I need to do small stretches throughout the whole day, I think, because I found out that river pebbles weigh a shit ton. So I was doing some landscaping yesterday and decided it was a good idea to, you know, put down some rocks, some river pebbles, if you will.
In case there's ever
Jesus.
A river that needs
wants
to
go
to flow next
I
to
really,
my garage.
I just don't want weeds. And, I mean, God forbid a weed comes through there, I'm going to rage all hell because that was like, that was rough.
I'm going to go ahead and let you know, prepare yourself. And
they're
now,
still coming.
You're going to be furious.
Those thistles are going to be 5 feet tall.
Yeah, because you know why? Your neighbors don't give a fuck. That's why.
I know. I did so much weed prevention yesterday, though.
Yeah, girl, man.
And then this morning, I went to Cycle Bar before work. Who am I?
I saw that. Wow. I thought that was happening after work, and I was, like, confused a little bit.
No.
Okay.
Good. I mean, I'm going to a cycle bar after work on Thursday, but I went this morning.
Atta girl. But you got to go out into public.
Yeah.
And do something. Like, that's exciting.
But, well, you and I went to brunch yesterday. That's out in public and doing something better than cycle bar.
I would, honestly... I would like to work out with other humans again. And to be honest, I'm not...
Well, my cycle bar is outside, just
I'm not
so everyone
super
knows.
Comfortable going into the gym.
Yeah,
I've never
I'm not indoor yet.
No, I know that. But I'm saying, like, I work out better when I have other people around
yeah.
me. Like, I just... Yeah. I do well in public, alone, when it comes to those accountability things.
That's right. Why I need classes, usually, to keep me motivated, because I don't hold myself accountable, or I need an accountability partner, someone to go with me to the gym or classes or whatever. But yeah, I was super excited because I actually didn't work out for, like, I don't know, maybe a month and a half or two, which is like the longest I've never worked out in probably 10 years. So I really was excited about my classes coming back.
I haven't worked out it. I mean, I was walking in the beginning.
Oh, well, if that counts, then just kidding. It wasn't 2 months.
Yeah, I've been really bad.
If taking walks counts, then.
Yeah.
I haven't done that.
Oh, I have.
No, I'm not. I rollerbladed. I went rollerblading that morning.
Jumping anyway. On the trampoline count?
Jesus.
Yeah, that's actually.
Those boomers out here jumping on trampoline. I feel like my entire body would just, not only would everything clap, it would just be a sad clap because it's so unhappy.
Oh, I hurt so bad the next day.
Yeah. No.
Oh, my God.
When I was with my niece and nephew, they wanted me to get on the trampoline with them like every day.
Are you joking?
No, seriously. They wanted me to get on the trampoline with them every day.
And play popcorn.
I don't know. They made up some. Game. They had their own games they made up. And I was like, this isn't a game. And they're like, yes, it is. Anyway, I would not get on it, though, when it was really hot out. Because they live in Florida.
Oh, yeah, no.
And the trampoline's black hot. And whatever, you know. And I was like, it's too hot, guys. It's too hot.
Listen,
and so
Auntie Nicole is going to be too sweaty.
So they convinced me one morning before it got too hot.
Shut up. These kids are smart as shit.
Yeah, yeah. And so I get out there with them in the morning. And we do one game. And I was like, whew, this is tough. And then the dog jumped up there. It was a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, same thing. I was like, whoa. Whoa. I didn't know it was this hard. I didn't remember. It had been so long.
It always looks so fun.
It does. It was not.
No. No, because we got one for the baby, for the 5-year-old baby.
Hold on. Wait, is this your attagirl? Is that you jumped on the trampoline when you're close to
60? Yes. That's going to be. I think it is.
Without hurting herself.
Yes.
Without needing to see a doctor. Yes.
Well, first of all, I helped assemble the trampoline.
Oh, girl.
And this fucker is huge. It takes up like a big part of my backyard.
It's a trampoline. What is the diameter? Like 10 feet?
No.
12?
14.
Jesus, that's a big ass trampoline.
And it's high. So we have to like use like the two step stool to get up there.
Yeah. See, I had to climb up on that thing. And I was like, how do you guys get up here? Because they're so little, you know?
Yeah.
They just jump. Yeah. They're like 5 and 8. They have like little springs in their feet or something.
Yeah. They go,
and then I'm climbing up there and I'm like, oh no, I'm going to have a bruise on my shin.
I know.
Because that metal bar you have to like launch yourself on.
Okay. You're definitely sounding like you're an old lady.
I know. I felt like an old lady. I was like,
you need to stop.
Oh my God. I am an old lady. That's how I felt when I was trying to get on this trampoline.
You need to stop.
It also I jumped with her on the trampoline both Tuesday night after we got it assembled in the back in my backyard, and then again on Thursday.
Good for you. Fuck yeah, atta girl.
And that, but then Friday I said no, Grandma can't jump on the trampoline today.
The fact that you're saying can't jump on the trampoline today and grandma in the same sentence, like, you're good, bro. You're fine. You're doing all right.
My mother.
Jesus Christ. You're fucking going to be 60 and you're jumping on the trampoline?
Yeah.
I'm nervous for my own boobs and they're not even that big.
Oh, no. And my mom's going, don't worry. I've got 911 on speed dial. Like, thanks, Mom.
You're
thanks,
the greatest, Mom.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, at least you're one. Thank you for standing over there as you've got your oxygen cord out the house watching me jump at the trampoline. So when I hurt myself, you can dial 911 for me.
After she brings you her oxygen, of course.
No, she can't. Her cord isn't that long, but, you know.
She has to wait for her shipped order to arrive.
Yes,
until she can
she's
do
still
it.
Waiting for my ears.
She has to hit submit first.
Yeah. Yes.
I haven't had a girl. I decided to go completely, like, not standard medicine for my autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. And I went to a doctor who is not very traditional. Very similar to Dr. Nima, as a matter of fact, with regards to the type of practice that he does. And he's a holistic doctor that starts with, you know, your physical ailments and then helps you understand what emotional trauma is potentially contributing to those ailments. So it turns out, since the age of 3, I've been operating in fight or flight mode and have
you know, just been kind of like running away from myself as a human being, apparently, or like who I am as a person at that age. You know, my child, everybody's got their child. Mm-hmm. Mine's the 3 to 4 year old that just got jacked up. And I have been operating under that ever since, which interesting. I found to be very interesting.
Uh-huh. I always like to tell people that there's fight, flight, or freeze.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't know that one, but that's me oftentimes.
Yeah. Nicole, 100%. Like, she needs to analyze it, so she freezes so she can analyze it. It's like, no, you gotta move, babe.
Yeah, I'm either fight or flight.
Yeah. She's a freezer. But it turns out this trauma was due to me falling out of a car. I was strapped into a car seat. I believe we were coming to a stop or taking off from a stop, and the door...
At least they use car seats when you're in...
Honestly.
I don't know.
I can't imagine there was a seat belt in the back of the fucking car that I was in the car. I don't... Who knows? You know, yeah. It could have been like just sitting on a booster seat in the fucking back. Yeah. The door opens and I bail, apparently, with the seat. And I have a little scar on the side of my face still from to this day from like falling out of this car. I apparently had received a concussion around that time. But also, my sense of security was ripped from me.
Well,
my 3-year-old, 4-year-old hands, my baby hands, completely taken away. And apparently I took it upon myself from that point forward to take care of myself and then evolved into taking care of other people. So my attagirl was, this weekend I took it upon myself to take care of my 4-year-old self's needs, which I don't know how to do that yet, but I'm learning. And I think part of it is saying I want something, mm-hmm. which I'm not good at. And so I'm doing that more often. I'm saying it and I'm meaning it on purpose to people that need to hear it. So that's good my attitude. Not cleaning my house. It's still filthy dirty. Still depression dirty, and I don't give a fuck.
That's where mine's at.
I could never.
I could.
It's not dirty. It's disorganized.
It's clutter.
It's clean.
Yeah.
Mine is organized chaos.
No.
But it's how my brain functions.
My brain is just, we're in chaos mode.
I discovered a new word yesterday, and I'm totally trying to find it. I texted to Jess, and I'm totally owning this word. I am neurodiverse.
Huh. Neurodiverse?
Neurodiverse.
Okay. I've not heard this before. Please explain.
It's like ADHD, autism spectrum type.
Yeah.
And I know I'm ADHD. And I'm sometimes a little on the spectrum. But I'm totally owning neurodiverse. I like that.
Okay.
I dig it.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to do more research into it, but I'm totally like owning, like, because I watched this whole video about it, and I'm like, oh, that's, you like listen to a piece of music, and this is how you, like, people expect you to react when you listen to this piece of music, and then it's like, okay, now do what you want
mm-hmm.
as you listen to this piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
And like me, I would not be sitting still. I'd be like,
well, yeah, you can't, I'm the same way. I actively need to doodle when I talk to people mm-hmm. so that I can pay attention to the fact they're talking to me.
Yeah.
So I can imagine. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, I'll leave us with this quote.
Yeah.
So one of the vice presidents at work today.
Wait, should we do our tags first?
No, we can do the tags after. Okay. This is how he described me, because we're talking about how I can't live in clutter or organized chaos. This is what he says. Thanks for being so detailed and operating with precision. As if I'm a surgeon.
I'm going to go ahead and say right now, your fucking life motto should be operates with precision. Because that's a legitimate fact.
We should get that
on a t-shirt for her.
Honestly, it needs to be a bumper sticker, a fucking vinyl sticker to put on the bed wall in her bedroom. It needs
a
to
hoodie,
be.
A t-shirt. It needs pillowcase.
I know. I had never put those words in that order before, and I was just like, he's nailing it.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable with how accurate this is.
But at least I know he meant it as a compliment.
It is right. A compliment. Yes, yes.
This came from a VP at work. It was a compliment.
Came from a VP with a good place and a good place.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for your, what did he say?
Operating with precision.
Executing. Operational precision. Since 1983. Nicole Bonneville.
She was organizing her blocks in 1984.
No, she actually probably was. I'm guaranteeing mom has pictures of her, like, check out how I ABC'd everything.
Yeah,
was, like,
I would put everything in alphabetical order, and I'd put all of my colors together.
See?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That might be OCD spectrum, but mm-hmm. it's not
spectrum
bothersome.
All the same.
It's a spectrum. Pick one. Pick a spectrum. Which one do you want? Which one do you want?
Awesome. Oh, well, Lisa, we appreciate you,
thank you.
For being
as
on.
Always.
And we didn't talk a whole lot about your quilt making or your photography, but you've been supplying us with fan art and doing our... our videos on your channels and stuff.
So awesome.
But
so
so if people are into like checking out your photography or your quilts, like where do they find you?
I am on Instagram either as Photos by Lisa Joe for my photography and some of my graphic art.
But it's Photos
FOTOS by Lisa Joe. And my quilting is all under Neverland Stitches, all together one word. But and then my upcoming project that's to be announced in the next couple weeks. So probably
well, this
by the
will
time
come out. This yeah,
will
this will
air,
come out.
So
yeah.
I am working with for anybody with their inner teen or child who is a Brady Bunch fan. I am currently working with Maureen McCormick. Yes, the Marsha Brady. And with her new fabric line. And I have a quilt coming out.
We're so proud of you.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
I mean,
honestly, I'm just super proud of you and like so proud to know that, you know, somebody who I know from a career, like an industry career, is still capable of doing that fun on that side extracurricular and like
being
you're
creative,
so
yeah.
passionate about it that it's benefiting in the most incredible way possible. Like, you're getting to like be part of something and that's awesome. Like,
yeah,
so proud
of you. I mean, I have a book.
Did y'all know?
the book was released this summer. The best of Mama Bake Shop.
Atta girl. The fuck, Lisa? Yeah.
Well, I'm one of, there was
she's a featured quilter, yeah.
Which
there
is amazing.
Eight of us. I was a contributor.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it was very cool.
That's a big
deal. Very, very cool.
And, you know, just because quilting is like a boomer hobby.
Oh, actually it's not if you look at the demographic.
No, yeah. I was teasing for sure.
Yeah.
No, teasing for sure. I think that you have this really great eye and you bring this really magical kind of like facelift to this, you know, craft that
I look at like a stack of fabric and I see things other people don't see and people don't see how they can go together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm competing with, you know, the 30 and 40 something year old designers.
Well, you're competing with the chick with the see-through frames who has got three cats and all she does is crochet.
Well, no,
and
she's
all
the
day.
The stay-at-home mom.
Oh yeah, then there's that one too.
Yeah,
whose
I'm competing
life is
dedicated
with this to her children and staying at home.
Yeah, you know, and she's got five kids and she still finds time to quilt.
She's got a nanny.
Yeah, probably.
You don't have five kids and stay home. That's nanny material.
Yeah.
You either have a job because you have to, or you have a nanny because that's a lot of kids.
It's like, yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no kidding. We should probably do that too.
Yeah. So everybody can like, rate, subscribe, review, do all those things to help us, you know, share it with people.
Share
and stuff.
Love. because we're back.
That would be
bitches.
Nice. Yeah, and so you can go to homeanscechronicles.com with links to all of our stuff. We are most active on Instagram at homeance_chronicles. And then we have a fun little side jobby of, you know, after material.
Oh, yeah. The judgment-free zone.
Yeah, on Facebook is our closed group. It's not... I mean, it's closed-ish. Like, you have to request to join it, but...
Oh, it's private for us.
Yeah.
People be allowed in.
That's right, which I've added quite a few people lately.
Which is great.
Yeah, add your friends.
My kids.
Yes,
perfect. Please do.
Considering they're our age, it makes sense.
That's right.
Homance out.